There was an important vote today as members of Detroit City Council chose a new leader. Councilwoman Brenda Jones edged out previous council president Sawtelle Jenkins. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick has been following this vote for city council president. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Cindy.
So for those who aren't intimately familiar with the members of Detroit City Council, tell us a little about just who is Brenda Jones.
Well, at this point, Brenda Jones is, I believe, the longest-serving member of the Detroit City Council, and she is very closely tied to the city's unions, and she also was, along with former Councilmember Joanne Watson, one of the sort of core group of council members who really opposed any state intervention in Detroit, from the consent agreement all the way on through to, obviously, the bankruptcy. But so she, you know, people look at her of, I guess, at this point, the fair way to characterize it would be as being of the old guard.
Being of the old guard. And Sawtelle Jenkins, who had preceded her as president, was more moderate, wasn't she?
Yes, she was perceived to be that way.
Yes.
I think a lot of this is a matter of tone, but also of substance, because, you know, Sawtelle Jenkins had voted for the consent agreement back in 2012. But, you know, she had also been at various points, as all council members were, pretty critical of both the mayor, which is at some point usually city council members are, but
sure,
also of Kevin Orr, the emergency manager.
Well, knowing that there really has been one of the most vocal critics of Kevin Orr now chosen as council president, what do you think Brenda Jones' election as president means in terms of cooperation between city council and Kevin Orr?
It's quite hard to say at this point, because I think everyone's still sort of getting a feel for the lay of the land in terms of, first off, how much city council is really going to be able to do. And then I think Mike Duggan, the new mayor, is going to be really important in terms of setting the tone in terms of his engagement with council, and how much is the council going to be able to engage with him and therefore have any sort of say in the process. But elected officials are kind of sidelined at this point in time anyway. So, you know, in a lot of ways, it's almost more of I don't want to say, you know, kabuki, but they're very limited in terms of what the elected officials can do. So I think that there may very well be a more contentious relationship with Kevin Orr, or things just may sort of kind of coast along as they have been, which is with the council doing what it's supposed to be doing, but at the end of the day, not having much of an impact on the city's overall direction.
Michigan Radio's Detroit reporter, Sarah Swick. As always, Sarah, thank you so much.
Thank you.